Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and there's that stuff every once in a while in Connecticut. It happens in winter. We call it snow. At one place that loves the snow and a person that loves the snow, Sean Hayes over at Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort. Sean, thanks for joining me this morning.
Great to be here, guys. Thank you for having me.
So one of the things, you know, I'm looking outside right now. The grass is a little green, but we've had some snow. The temperatures are looking favorable for makings. How are you guys doing up there?
We got a great start. I mean, in late November, and we had enough cold weather at night that we could make our base. So we got a base down, even with the rain, the warm weather. We are open and have plenty of snow to enjoy.
That's excellent. It's one of those things. You've had some tough winters in the past. You've had some favorable winters in the past. It's tough going in. You don't know what you're going to get until you get it.
Exactly. And, you know, we keep investing in the snowmaking technology. And the snowmaking technology has evolved dramatically over the last 10 years. So even if you don't have snow and there's no projections for snow to come, don't worry about it. Your ski areas, your local ski areas have plenty of snow. We can put down and open most of our trails with 5 to 6 good days of temperatures.
And we've had that this year. It's been there's nothing better, I assume. I'm not a skier. I do want to get up to do the snow tubing with another couple and their kids. And there's like 13 of us. We got to get up there. But it's fickle, and New England's fickle. But I mean, are the slopes and the tubing much more crowded when we do get that nice little powder and some nice fluff on the top surface?
It is amazing. If people see snow in their backyards, they come out to the local ski areas. I don't think it's about the powder because they know our conditions are pretty consistent. But it does remind the more casual skier and tuber, et cetera, to come out and they can go local. But it's a lot more than just skiing and boarding now. I mean, we have a lot of activities. The restaurant is open. The views are great. We have tubing. We have snow bikes, which are the newest thing. So even if you don't know how to ski, never learned to ski, have bad hips, knees, et cetera, these snow bikes are full suspension, 2 skis instead of 2 wheels, but then 2 mini skis on your feet. So you have 4 points of contact. I'm telling you, we get people coming down this hill within 30 minutes of having a lesson on a snow bike.
That's kind of cool.
You can now enjoy the winter sports, the thrills of skiing down a mountain without having that long learning curve.
I like that idea. And I mean, that's the thing, you know, I know a lot of people, me one of them, I would have loved to learn to ski. It's still one of the things on my bucket list, ski, snowboard, you know, you guys do offer those lessons. Do you see, I mean, I'm assuming the people that are coming in for lessons range from the age of 6 to 60.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it is amazing the diversity in the demo of the customers coming out here. It is a great time. And again, it's get outside, get that activity going. Here locally, we have the capability to get you up on those skis. And it's not as hard or as scary as they may think. The new techniques of even learning to ski has improved dramatically. So we can take all the risk away from falling and having the fear of stopping in time. It is a great, great activity to come out with the whole family, all levels.
Yeah, and that's what I want. That's why it's definitely on the things to do. And now I'm looking at the tubing. Like I said, I want to get up there. We're going to go with another couple. We have two different versions of the tubing. I guess you could say the vanilla in the snow tubing and the go crazy night tubing. What's the difference there with those?
Yeah, so it is just night and day. But what we did is add to the night version of that what we call our interstellar tubing. It is music playing, timed with lights, colored lights. It is a nightclub activity. We have a giant igloo up there, which is our ice bar. So you can get a drink, something to eat, stay there, watch the activities, participate in the activities. It is a great time. It is a high-speed tubing. So it's maybe not appropriate for a 1, 2, 3-year-old, but, you know, 5 and above, if they can sit in that tube themselves, you have the ultimate, you know, sledding.
That's, and one of the things I saw, you guys offer like package deals for that if you're going out there with a group.
Exactly. We have tubing parties for 10 or more people, which includes, you know, a private room, pizza, you know, the cake and everything else. Or we have bigger group discounts for 25 or more.
Now,
so you can make it a corporate activity or a birthday party.
Now, one of the things, you know, you got the skiers, they come down, they get a lift on the way up. What about the tubers? Do I have to carry that tube back up the mountain?
Hell no, we don't do that here. No, we have a surface lift conveyor. It's like one of those walking conveyor belts you see in the airports, but it takes you up the hill with your tube and then you come down.
That's,
you
know, awesome.
In an hour and a 45-minute session, you're going to get maybe 4 or 5 runs, have a cocktail, and then enjoy the atmosphere.
And that's one thing, the atmosphere. I mean, in the name, you got it. Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort. Like, okay, you know, we talked about the tubing, we talked about the skiing and the lessons. What else you guys got going on over there?
Well, and again, it's bring the whole family. So even if you don't want to participate, we have a full service restaurant and tavern here. So it's quality American fair food for everyone in the family. You can do what I call is après skiing. You know, that means sit at the bar and watch the skiers with a drink in your hand.
It's warmer.
It's warmer. It's just as fun. So, you know, again, everyone in the family, young and old, can come out and enjoy a great winter experience no matter what.
And that's the thing. I mean, this is Connecticut. Like, we're expected to have snow. Like, people forget that when it does snow, everyone gets very confused.
That's right. You know, we have snow every day. We're making snow every chance we get. So you get the benefit of coming down the road to Powder Ridge without the aggravation of shoveling the sidewalks and everything else. So there's some benefits to, you know, what we're seeing here in Connecticut. We are hoping for some natural snow, but don't worry about it. We'll make enough for everyone.
And I mean, yeah, Mother Nature's been fickle. It was nice, and it's one of those, you know, my son's football team made it to the state tournament this season, and the last game they played, it was snowing on the field. There's just something about New England when it's nighttime, it's snowing. It's just, it's a magic that literally is nowhere else in the United States.
I agree. I mean, you know, we try to really enhance that experience here at Powder Ridge with our lights and our music and the atmosphere and the service. So, you know, we're trying to make it what I'll call easy fun for everyone in the family.
That's excellent. So if people want more information, it's PowderRidgePark.com. That's PowderRidgePark.com. Com. And joining this morning has been Sean Hayes. Sean, I mean, there's so many things going on. Like you said, you got the skiing, you got the tubing, and I'm happy I don't have to walk back up the mountain with the tube, so that's a good thing. But you do the groups, you do weddings. I mean, have you ever done a wedding, like, at the top of the ski mountain and the bride and groom just ski down the hill?
We haven't yet, not in the winter. We do a lot of summer and fall weddings up on top of the mountain. The bride and groom have come down our zip line after the ceremony, but we have not had skiers come down.
We got it. That's our goal this year. I want to get a couple buried at the top of the mountain and shred the hell coming down for their ceremony. That would be awesome.
That would be fantastic.
Well, Sean, thanks for joining me this morning. Like I said, powderridgepark.com. If there's more information, like I said, you can sign up for all the activities. You can do the lessons, the ski bikes, which are pretty cool. Tubing. I like the big picture of the snow cannon. I love driving by the all the different ski areas when the snow's going. I kind of just want to go put a lawn chair and sit under the snow because Mother Nature's not providing right now, but that's a whole nother thing. I have to
that's
see
right.
it.
Come Jeez. Out anytime next week and you will see those guns running 24 hours a day.
That's awesome. Well, Sean, thanks for joining me this morning. You have a great day, and do you plan to hit the slopes this weekend?
Absolutely. I'm a snow biker, so I'll be out on the bike this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. Sean, you have a great day, and there's places like this and things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.